Earlier this year, OpenAI announced something new, not the ChatGPT app, that's been around for years. ChatGPT apps, these are programs that live inside ChatGPT itself. You can call on them in any conversation. Sometimes, they even appear automatically, based on the context of what you're talking about. And here's the twist, OpenAI doesn't have to build these apps themselves. Instead, they pull in the tools you already use. The first wave included big names, Booking.com, Canva, Coursera, Figma, Expedia, Spotify, Zillow. Imagine talking to ChatGPT and asking it to book a flight to Paris through Expedia, find an apartment listing with Zillow, or whip up a presentation slide using Canva. Suddenly, ChatGPT can do things it never had to build from scratch. Why bake in a whole apartment hunting tool when Zillow already exists? And the more apps ChatGPT absorbs, the fewer reasons you have to leave it. Now comes what people are calling the ChatGPT App Store, though technically, it isn't a store at all. Developers can now submit apps to ChatGPT in bulk. These apps sit in a new app directory, found right in the ChatGPT sidebar. Under apps, there's no payment, no checkout, just a growing library of integrations. Right now, the directory is in beta. You'll see a sliding banner for major apps like Canva and Zillow, then rows of categories, featured, lifestyle, productivity. Some of the latest arrivals have made headlines, Photoshop, Apple Music. Others slipped in quietly, Asana, Uber, Target. Even connector services like Google Drive now count as apps. Click on any app, and you'll find what it can do. Slack can summarize your chat threads, generate recaps, even draft responses. Asana can track your tasks and create progress reports. Outlook can comb through emails and calendar events to generate follow-ups and talking points. Each app shows a short summary up front, but you'll need to click for the full details. Here's a snapshot of what's available right now. Adobe Acrobat, Adobe Express, Adobe Photoshop, Agentforce, Sales, Aha, Airtable, Rails, Amplitude, Apple Music, Asana, Atlassian, Rovo, Azure, Boards, Basecamp, Booking.com, Box, Canva, Clay, Cloud, Henry, Conductor, Coursera, Delupa, DoorDash, Dropbox, Ignite, Expedia, Figma, GitLab, Issues, Google Drive, Help, Scout, Hacks, High Level, Hugging Face, Instacart, Intuit, Credit Karma, Intuit, MailChimp, Intuit, TurboTax, Khan Academy, Clavio, Linear, Lovable, LSEG, Monday.com, Morningstar, Netlify, Finotion, OpenTable, Outlook, Calendar, Outlook, Email, Peloton, Pippa Drive, PitchBook, Ramp, Replit, SharePoint, Slack, Spotify, Stripe, Target Teams, Teamwork.com, The Fork, Thumbtack, TripAdvisor, Uber, Eats, Versal, Zillow, Zoho, Zoho Desk, Zoom. If you live inside ChatGPT every day, and you constantly bounce between these apps, this could be genuinely useful. Coders might love the Hugging Face and Lovable hooks. Designers could dive into Photoshop's AI tools. But for now, it still feels more like a curiosity. I don't really need ChatGPT to respond to emails for me, or manage my own calendar. Maybe a future update will change my mind. Maybe one day, AI will be woven into every corner of work and life. But today, I'm not quite convinced.